Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
All right. Good afternoon, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving Eve. Malzi was commenting off the air before we came on that this used to be like Christmas Day for guys in their 20s. You get back in town from college or you're a couple years removed from college and you know you're going to get after it. You're going to maybe rekindle something. You're going to see an old flame out. Who knows? You're going to hope you run into that person. You're going to see if you can lock eyes and see where the night goes.
You're going totally ham bones on some booze. That's what you're doing on
before
a night
before you know
like
it, you're at Sheets at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
And you're stuffing jalapeno poppers
yes.
in your mouth. And you're burning the roof of your mouth. And you're
yes.
hungover as balls the next day.
As God intended.
Donnie, do you still do that?
It's different now.
No,
have you
no.
moved on?
I'm beyond that. I mean, we're just hanging out with some friends, like having a game night sort of thing. I mean, I casually drink. Not going to be like clubbing it to the face like I was years ago.
I'm going to be working with Pump at the time. I would have been like at a bar that doesn't even exist in the North Hills anymore. I think
why
it's an empty
come
lot.
In studio, Chris. We can drink some French martinis together.
Right. I'm going to be if Richie was on me, dude, do you remember what it was like to get absolutely wasted?
Oh, like, man, we went after it in Penn Hills like you couldn't believe, Malzi.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it definitely is a different chapter. I'll be at the Penguins game tonight. Stella is like pulling the power, like turn the power on, whatever Duquesne Light does this thing where, okay, for the game, we got to get the power started. And so she turns the power on.
Really?
Tonight. Yeah. So if they come
that's
out.
That's pretty cool, man.
If they start slow out of the gate, blame her. And blame me because I'm going to be there. We'll see if I
what if she it. Does this and they score like 4 goals in the first 3 minutes of the game? She'll have started to establish a reverse pony.
But what if I do it and doff my cap and wave to the crowd and they come out and just get Jari gives up the goal, a goal on the first shot like he always does?
Admittedly, him playing in net is not a great thing. Donnie, here's my question. So they put you on the ice for this?
I don't know.
Are you at ice level?
I've only gone to one Penguins game so far this year. They've changed a lot of the way they do in-game stuff.
Sure.
And I don't remember if I saw that part.
So if you're going to be on the Jumbotron in some form or fashion.
Yeah.
And Stella will be the main attraction and she'll get cheered.
Yeah, a kid can't get booed.
But I do wonder if there will be any daylight for people there to boo you otherwise. If it's like obvious that you're standing right next to her, it's like, oh yeah, with her father,
well,
Andrew Filippone.
What have I done to get booed by Penguins fans?
I don't know. I think, honestly, I think the booing of you and the, oh, your predictions suck. I honestly think that that's just become a thing unto itself.
Predictions haven't sucked this year, let me tell you that.
Well, that's what I mean. You could rip off like 30 correct predictions in a row.
One where I got my nipples pierced, which was a pretty big one.
Right.
I lost my Super Bowl this year.
But either way, like, you've largely gotten a lot of stuff right, and I just think it's so ingrained in people to assume you're going to get it wrong that it's become a thing unto itself.
Okay. I don't always or often like to react to people that do our job, their comments. I put way more weight or stock into former players, analysts, current players, what they're saying about the Steelers.
But you've always had a soft spot for Cowherd.
Cowherd is
basically, like your idol, dude.
Basically the face of what we do.
He's the Howard Stern of sports talk. He's the Michael Jordan of the medium. You can say it.
And he is talking about Tomlin in ways that I've craved and desired people to talk about him for a long time. His big take today was the non-losing season streak doesn't mean crap. Why does anybody, really should have called out his peers, why do people care about it? Why do they act like it means anything or that it matters? And then I think the two big things he said there, one I agree with, one I disagree with. The one I agree with is when he started naming other, what I would say, prestige franchises in the NFL. The Eagles, because they've won two Super Bowls and been to another one in the last 10 years.
Chiefs.
The Patriots and everything. He didn't name the Chiefs.
Oh, yeah, he didn't.
Everything the Patriots have done in the last 25 years. Mm-hmm. The 49ers haven't won a Super Bowl, but they're always in the mix. They've gone to two Super Bowls and three and lost both since the Steelers' last Super Bowl win. The Packers, good every year. Get the quarterback position right. The Ravens, who are your equal and a little bit better lately in the AFC North. And he said all of those teams would have fired Mike Tomlin by now. And I think he's pretty much right. Or they would at least come to some kind of understanding or compromise where it was like a mutual way to go their separate ways.
Or they would have, before firing him, they would have forced him to give up defensive play calling. They would have forced him to change the way he hires assistant coaches. But there's been none of that done by the Steelers, who venerate the idea that they still have him.
They wouldn't have just sat around and rested on their laurels and accepted 8 years without a playoff win. The thing he said that I don't agree with, he said Pittsburgh. He didn't say Rooney. He didn't say the Steelers. So when he says Pittsburgh, I think he's talking about us. When he says they take pride in stuff like 21 seasons without a losing season, he's going back and predating Tomlin to 2003. They take pride in stuff like that there. They're old school. No, we don't. Or at least I don't. I mean, maybe somebody wants to call in at 412-928-9370 and make a case for why they care about being in the hunt every season and seeing your name, seeing the Steelers logo on that graphic every year in late November. Somebody wants to say that's worth a lot, by all means. But I don't venerate that at all.
I don't think most Steelers fans do either. Like, if he's talking about
the body, they roll their eyes at it.
He's talking about the body of Steelers fans writ large here in town, just broad speak about a group of people, he's got that part 100% wrong. I respect Cowherd because for a while he's been the guy, at least on this specific subject, he's been the guy just very much willing to go against like that national zeitgeist or that group think that you can't say anything
Zygest,
bad about Mike.
As Austin
Reader's Zygest, said. Yes. He's been the guy willing to go against that and swim upstream even when it hasn't been popular, and he probably gets crushed for it in some circles, but I think he's been right. But I do think he's off the mark to suggest that like Steelers fans hold that up as a badge of honor. No, they don't. I will say this. I disagree with the fans in this town often, as they do with me, but I think most people that listen to this show, most people that root for that team, understand the following basic concept, that if you're winning more than you're losing every year, but you're not winning in the playoffs and you're not really going anywhere, you are spinning your wheels in the NFL.
Yeah.
Because you are pricing yourself out in the draft from having a chance at a great quarterback, right? You're even if you have a quarterback, say you find one, you're still never picking premium talent because you're usually picking in that 18 to 22 range where usually the true blue chippers have come off the board, and you're just sitting there. You're in neutral. There has become a greater understanding broadly in NFL circles that having a really bad season, if you time it right, is not the worst thing in the world. And I think the Patriots are the example of this right now. They get Brady. They do that in lucky fashion that they have a sixth-round pick turn into the greatest ever to play the position until maybe Mahomes is retired, okay?
Okay.
They get him for 20 years, and they make six Super Bowl wins out of it and could have had eight, maybe even nine, Pony.
Yeah.
They suck for, what, 2 years? 3 years. They're not a good team. Their coach is, like, dismissed and almost disgraced in the process But in the process of being bad, they position themselves to draft, I think physically, and maybe even in play style, the closest thing to Ben Roethlisberger since Ben Roethlisberger, or maybe Josh Allen, if you want to play that game, they draft a prototype. Where are they now? Probably a year ahead of schedule because they have an awesome quarterback. They have fully reloaded. Talk to most people. What do they think the Patriots are going to do? Be good for the next 12 years, 15 years. They had to suffer through three seasons. Oh, whoa, it's me, Patriots fan. Tommy from Quincy. You know? Now they're good again. What have the Steelers been doing? Nothing.
The same thing year after year. If Tomlin had this streak, and other than 2008, 2010, 2015, and 2016, so that's less than a quarter of the seasons he's coached the Steelers, okay? If he had more to show for it outside of those four seasons, I'd put more stock in it. He had back-to-back 8-8 seasons in Ben Roethlisberger's prime. Anybody want to fight that or argue that? That's just truth. That's just being honest. He did. The guy was still in his late 20s, early 30s. He went 8-8 in two consecutive years. The next year, they made the playoffs. Guess what? They got beaten the first round of the playoffs by Baltimore. So those are three consecutive, with a quarterback in his prime, bad seasons. I think there's actually some teams that he mentioned, like the Eagles, who would have fired a coach then. Do you agree with that?
Yes.
8-8 lose at home, Tony, in the first round of the playoffs to the Ravens?
Nick Sirianni was on the hot seat through two games last year, and then they didn't lose again. He was in a very real sense, coaching for his job for the next couple of weeks.
So when you go 8-8, unless it's with Duck Hodges and Mason Rudolph, I don't see how that's any kind of badge of honor for Mike. Howard called it an arbitrary number. A much more meaningful number is what I just referenced. He's been here since 2007. He is the longest tenured head coach in not just the NFL, but in all the four major sports right now, NFL, NHL, NBA, Major League Baseball. He's had a playoff win in four of those seasons. That's it. Super Bowl winning year, 08. 2 years later when they lost to Green Bay. 2015 when they had the crazy game in Cincinnati that they won. Mm-hmm. And then the next year when they beat Miami and Kansas City and went to the AFC Championship game. That's it. I mean, when you actually put it that way, in four of his 18 seasons, they've won playoff games. Less than 25%. That's not the mark of some kind of great coach. And so when he says this, he would have been fired by other teams. The streak that he's synonymous with is not that meaningful. But and why do people in Pittsburgh care about it? I love it. I am, and not just because I think Coward is like some kind of like person I aspire to be or anything like that. I just think it's so refreshing, Chris. It is damn refreshing to hear somebody with his pulpit or his soapbox to say, this guy's kind of a fraud, and the thing he's famous for really isn't that big of a deal.
I just, again, I'll refer back to saying he's swimming against the current in that realm. You have two very smart, successful friends that now do a show partially together on FS1. Nick Wright is a very smart guy who's not afraid to say things that tick people off. Danny Parkin's a very smart guy who's not afraid to say things that anger people. I think you at times have had to pull teeth with Nick with his pulpit.
He said Tomlin was still a top five coach going into the year.
Yes, to get him to like admit that even Mike sometimes does some stuff badly. I just, there's probably like a, and here's actually maybe the strongest support for Coward. We know that former players like Harrison, even if they have maybe a personal axe to grind, are now starting to trickle in more and more and say negative things about Tomlin, like, hey, the scheme's not very good, etc. I think that flies in the face of maybe one of the last defenses left for him, which is that people who are on the inside where Coward is not, like, in the game, right? Coaches, yeah, and players.
Yep.
They'll be like, man, you have no idea how hard it is to win more than you lose that consistently, like to never lose a locker room. But again, the rebuttal is, so what? All of you guys are playing for playoff game checks and Super Bowl recognition because we've heard guys like Ramon Foster back in the day say, like, if you win a Super Bowl, it opens up all these doors for you as a player in that town forever.
Yep.
Mike doesn't do that. what is it, like 22% of the time, one out of every roughly five Steelers seasons ends with a playoff win under his watch.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
That's it?
I feel like any of the issues are schematic in nature. It's not just schematic. I think we all have to take accountability. Schematic, execution have to go hand in hand. You know, you might not have the perfect play, but if you have the perfect execution, you can make things go away.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We are live at Studio B. You can listen to the PM Team on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. You can also watch us live here at our home away from home on YouTube, where the comments roll in. And I would say 90% of them are completely off topic and mostly or mainly insane. You can also watch us on Twitter. If you go to our 93.7 The Fan account, you will see the video of us here at Studio B pinned up there for all to see. So check that out. That was Hayward. Asked about the schematic discussion that is rampant right now about Mike Tomlin's defense. And Cam gave you a long at the start of that, because that was his brain working out and trying to figure out,
how am I going to say this without throwing that side under the bus and giving somebody
a
big headline?
He settled on, it's not just schematics. So schematics are, according to the captain and longest tenured Steelers defensive player of all time and probably a Hall of Famer, although he's not winning any Miss Congeniality contests anymore because of what happened this offseason, he is at least acknowledging that that is a piece of it, that the coaches are not putting them in the best position to succeed. I have heard like angry, kind of indignant Cam Hayward today where – or not today, but in the past, where the media might give the players an excuse or an out, and his like face like mutates, and you see his like eyebrows move, and you see his face kind of like scrunch together, and he like gets mad because he doesn't want
that out.
He doesn't want his guys to get a free pass.
Yep.
And he'll just put it back on them.
But it's pretty clear he thinks that one is somewhat warranted here.
Yes.
I mean, that's the bottom line. And other guys have said it. I mean, Queen said it. Queen doesn't have anywhere near the built-up cachet here that Cam does, just as a player and a person in this city. But he's saying it, James Harrison was practically foaming at the mouth saying it. Other people have said it.
Well, the objective people that you talk about from all these secret podcasts you listen to say it, that the Steelers' defensive scheme blows.
Yeah, it's not novel. And I mean, part of it is just like with offense. Like, I've heard people say stuff about Kyle Shanahan that he's got the best concepts, but sometimes calling the game in the flow of the game, he's not as good as you'd want him to be for how smart he is at it.
Mm-hmm.
In Mike's case, it's like the schemes, if they are good, are being deployed very poorly. I know we've had I've mentioned it a bunch, and we've laughed about this guy's attempts to get Mike to like open up on scheme before, and it's fun to just mention it because it's such a ridiculous like back and forth that ensues. Carter's question about the four vertical concept and the cover three and like everything that went into that, and Mike's obvious refusal to actually tell anyone how the sausage is made, but how bad that play looked, Pony.
Yeah.
That's something that should stick out to everyone. Alex Cazora, who's keen on this stuff over at Steelers Depot, did a big breakdown of it and basically just said, like, his conclusion was, what the hell are they doing?
Here's Anthony in Oakland on the Cowherd comments. Hello, Anthony.
Fellas, pretend I'm your third host today, and I'm going to tell you exactly what happened to the Pittsburgh Steelers. In 2018, Ben Roethlisberger threw for 5,000 yards. AD had 15 touchdowns. Juju Smith-Schuster had 1,400 yards. That offense could compete with anyone. Ben Roethlisberger gets hurt beginning of the 2019 season, and Tomlin decides that from now on, we're going to just win by defense. They trade for Micah Fitzpatrick, and they gave up 16 points per year that season. But that's all that's his mindset from that time on. They have not gone back to scoring in a league about scoring. And so with the frustrating part for me, I haven't been following this team for years. I've been following this team for generations. Since the 60s.
Do you agree with Cowherd that Tomlin should have been fired by now, yes, and other teams would have?
Well, of course, because he has morphed into Marvin Lewis.
Anthony, can I give you another question I want to bounce off you?
Yeah.
He's turned into Marvin Lewis.
One of my little pet theories is that Mike quietly, and on some level I actually can understand where he would be coming from this perspective, resents the fact and is aware of the fact that most fans give Ben all the credit for the Super Bowl Mike did win. And if they don't give Ben all the credit, they give LeBeau the rest of the credit. And Mike is seen as like a hanger-on or a passer. You know what I mean? He's a passenger on that moving bus. And he has tried especially since Ben retired, to do it his way, to prove that however he would want to run it as the true alpha dog is good enough. And he has not been able to admit defeat in that regard and will keep not admitting defeat for as long as he is allowed to.
Well, here's what has happened.
Do you buy that at all, that theory?
Yes, I do. And here's the term that happens when a sitcom has started to decline.
I already know where this is headed,
Pony. The Steelers have jumped the shark.
Yeah.
Did you watch that episode of Happy Days live?
I watched it live. And when I saw it, I fell to the ground in hysteria because I couldn't believe what I was seeing.
Thank you, Anthony. Goodbye. Happy Thanksgiving.
I fell to the ground when Henry Winkler put on that leather jacket and jumped the shark. He fell to the ground in hysteria.
I do think that just like Belichick got it in his head when he went 11-5 with Castle, that he was really the
man.
Person who had the most, should get the most credit for the Patriots dynasty and tried to usher in Jimmy Garoppolo and push Brady out the door, and it went to his head. I do think it's possible, psychology of rich people, successful people, I do think it's possible when they went 8-8 that year and Tomlin got all kinds of praise for it, that it might have went to his head a little bit. Wait a minute, I don't need Ben anymore to do this. I don't need him.
If it did, that's one of that season, as much as it's probably like the one of the true impressive ones of his 8-8 brigade, like because of what he did it with or who he did it with, is a poison pill for the franchise if that's true.
Here's Dom next on what Cowherd said. Hello, Dom.
You know, I appreciate all the criticism that Tomlin gets. You know, he is the head coach. He's going to take the heat. But here's the question. If he's so incompetent, if he's so irresponsible, and I appreciate the criticism, like I said, why didn't they fire him? Why is he still around?
Because, Dom, the owner is the bigger problem. That's my simple answer.
Because he does just enough every year. He goes 9-8. He goes 10-7. They make the playoffs. They get blown out. He does just enough. That's why, too.
Yeah, but again, like I said, I get it. The heat, he's the head coach. He's going to take the heat. But how do we all know, and you guys probably know more than most, that there's not structural issues that the Rooneys are aware of? It's not just the head coach. I mean, they missed on some personnel. You know, during Ben's last year, you know, Bell, Brown, those were character misses.
Let me flip it on you, though. If Mike's so in demand and so many teams would hire him in a second to be their head coach, if there's so much wrong with the Steelers organization, why would he want to work here? He can go get a job somewhere else. He can ask out and apparently get hired in five minutes.
That really is a good question. And I often think at times, you know what, he's probably just going to hang it up this year and go somewhere else. Why doesn't he? I don't know. That's a great question.
He doesn't go somewhere else for one reason, Dom.
Thanks, Dom.
He doesn't, sorry to cut you off, but he doesn't go somewhere else for one main reason. He is very aware of how good a job it
power
is to be the Steelers
security
head
and
coach.
Pay.
I mean, he is still extremely well compensated, including relative to probably most of his peers. And he works for the one franchise more than any other in sports that values head coach stability.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Ability.
Always a big night on the Penguins calendar, and that is Thanksgiving Eve. I'll be there tonight trying to power up the boys with my daughter. And they take on a bad team, the Sabres. Perpetually bad. Never in the playoffs, the longest playoff drought, I believe, in the NHL. If the playoffs started today, if you look at the standings, the Penguins wouldn't be in. But the standings in the NHL never make sense. You have to go by point percentage. The Penguins have played fewer games because they had that Sweden trip. By point percentage, there's only four teams in the East that have done better a quarter of the way through the season. Carolina, New Jersey, Tampa Bay, New York, the Islanders, that is. And three of those teams are in the division, so the Penguins would be the first wild card.
By regulation point percentage, would you like to guess how many teams in the East are better than them?
Two.
None.
There you go. The shootout has just been a total bugaboo for them and major problem, actually, 21 games in. Let's talk to Tyler Kennedy, our Penguins analyst here at 93.7 The Fan and Penguins Stanley Cup champ. News on the Penguins front, Tristan Jarry is back in the lineup tonight for them. Tyler, how should they handle their goaltenders moving forward?
Wow. I think they need to start playing the hot hand. If you win the game, you should play the next game, and you should ride it until you have a bad game. I just think it helps goalies get in rhythms, and the game's all about rhythms, all about confidence. And when you go back and forth, I think goalies get out of that rhythm. So that's how I think they should move forward with playing the goalies. I'm very interested to see what they do with the three goalie situation, because they can't do that all year.
TK, do you get the sense that they will continue to play Jari in an effort to try to trade him at some point?
I think so. You know, I think everyone's pretty high on Mirashov. I think Arthur's played impressive in the first, 10 starts or 9 starts he's had. So I do think they are trying to play him more. And I do think there's a lot of teams that should go after a guy like Jari and give him a new start, like the Edmonton Oilers, that have had a goaltending situation for the last 2 to 3 years.
Tyler, who is your Penguins MVP a quarter of the way through the season?
Well, it's pretty easy to say Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin. I'm going to go off the board here. And I know he hasn't played lately, but I think a guy, Brazo, I think a guy that no one ever thought would come in and score some pretty big goals, help the Penguins get off to a hot start. I think he's a big factor on why the Penguins are where they're at. And I think they miss him out of the lineup. So he would be one of my stars so far for the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Who's your most pleasant surprise not named Ben Kindle on this team through the rough quarter of the season here?
Probably Brazo again.
I thought you might say that Carlson.
TK loves Brazzers. What can we say here?
Never been to that site though, TK. We know.
Never heard of it. No.
Yeah, that's right. I thought you might say Carlson for that, just because I think, like, by and large, he's been better this year. And I know you've been, I think, an accurate critic of his during much of his Penguins tenure, but I do think he's been better for them.
Yeah, and, you know, he does get, you know, I am hard on Carlson, and it's because of the price tag, right? And he's a 3-time Norris Trophy winner. That comes with a tremendous amount of pressure. And I don't think he's lived up to it. And I think it could be from him trying to play too hard, him trying to situate himself into the lineup and where he fits with other Hall of Famers that maybe he hasn't played with those kind of guys before. But I just think this year he's kept it simple. He's buying in to the system that coach wants him to play. And Mike Sullivan could never get him to buy in. And Muse has got him to play a better brand of hockey to help the Pittsburgh Penguins. Again, he's a guy that, you know, when I think of guys that kind of jump out at me, yeah, he's one of them. But the veterans, I'm always looking for guys that you don't even know they're on the lineup card going into the first game of the NHL, and next thing you know, he's got 5 or 6 goals. You know, but again, Carlson's been a pleasant surprise, and you got to give Dan Muse a lot of credit, because it's not easy reining a guy in like that, that likes to go, that likes to let the leashes off and run. So you got to give him a lot of credit. And Carlson, I think he's kind of starting to figure out that he's not the same Carlson that he was in Ottawa or San Jose. So again, they just need him to keep playing how he's playing. And that's simple, right? Jump up when you can, make that simple pass. Don't give up 2-on-1s left and right, and just play.
What grade would you give Dan Muse through the first 21 games, first quarter of his career as Penguins coach?
A B, maybe a B+. If they win tonight, I'd probably give him a B+, but I think he's done well. I think the team looks like it's got structure. It looks like everyone's buying in. I know it's still early, and what I really liked is, obviously, everyone talks about how bad their shootouts have been. And he addressed it in the media and saying, no, we need to be better in shootouts. We need to come out of weekends with more than 1 point out of four. And with him being critical on his own team and his own, you know, view of the team, like, it shows that, like, he knows what they need to be, you know. And I think it's a fresh voice for us as fans hearing a guy that saying it's not good enough instead of, you know, some other voices we've heard over time.
What grade would you give Evgeny Malkin so far?
I would give Evgeny probably an A. You know, he's a guy that you weren't sure how he was going to come in. You know, it could have been two ways. You know, when you think of Ovechkin, especially Ovechkin started this year, he was real bad, but now he's starting to pick it up again. But I think Malkin's played with speed. I think he's brought a scoring touch. He's brought that veteran leadership to the room, and he's producing. And he looks like he's excited to be at the rink every day. And that's something that I haven't really seen that much of in the last 2 years, you know, and he looks fresh, you know. And when you see that jersey flapping in the wind, it's like, wow, that's the old Malkin. So I think he's played really great so far. But for him, it's more about trying to keep this throughout the rest of the year, because he's always had hot starts. But it's how do we keep this momentum that he's created and playing with. And I think it comes down to the rest of the lineup. When you look at their lineup, their third and fourth line guys are getting 10-plus minutes. And that didn't happen last year. We had guys in the fourth line that were playing 5 to 7 minutes. You know, we had Ryan Reeves here. He was playing like 6 minutes a night. And guys like Malkin, guys like Crosby, they get tired after Christmas because they just can't play that much. Your stars can't play that much. And, you know, you can go to another team with the Edmonton Oilers. You watch their game right now, their stars are extremely tired because, one, they went to the finals back-to-back, and, two, they just play too much, and they're just worn down. So, again, there's a lot of credit to a lot of things, but I think Evgeny Malkin's played pretty good for the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Tyler Kennedy on the Penguins, who begin the second part of their schedule tonight at home. Should be a packed house, possibly sold out for the Penguins and Sabres. Thanks, TK. We'll talk again next week, man. Happy American Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, boys. Enjoy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck.
Learn more at aboutamazon.com.